see this video, I want you to continue to pray for what we're praying for right now. But we're going to come together right now in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray for Charlie Kirk. And if you don't know what's going on, he was shot. And this is not politics. I don't care if you believe everything that Charlie Kirk stands for or none of what Charlie Kirk stands for. One thing that we will stand with him on is that he is a Christian man, and he stands against evil. He has stood against everything evil and everything sinful that is talked about in the Bible, and he goes to college campuses. He is a man of God. So I do stand with that, and I make no qualms about it. But he has been shot in the neck. I just heard that it was about 200 yards away. And if you watch this video and you see it later, and an outcome is something that we would not want, at least be praying for his family. But right now we're praying that God will raise him up and that God will save him. So join with me right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Charlie Kirk. Lord, we pray that you would touch his body. Lord, whatever you can do, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would raise him up. Lord, we need a miracle right now in Jesus' name. Lord, for the family, his wife and children. Lord, I pray, God, that you would move immediately in Jesus' name. Man, this is evil. Evil is amongst us. We saw it recently here on a subway where a man stabs a woman, a defenseless woman, in the neck. We've got to be on guard. We have got to be ready. Evil hates the light. Live in the light and be bold. Live in the light and be on fire for God. Live in the light and be proud to live in the light. But at the same time, be wise, be smart. Guard your families. Arm yourself. If you don't carry a gun, carry a knife. I'm armed by the Spirit of God, and I'm not fearful, but I'm not ignorant either. So, men, it's time that we take care of our wives. We take care of our children. Know where they're at. Know where they're going. Check on them. And continue to pray for Charlie Kirk. Guys, we'll see you later. Pray like you've never prayed before for your family, for him, for his family. In Jesus' name.